Good evening. Here's the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Diongute, has expressed government's determination to invest in facilities to advance brain health and well-being of Cameroonians. The salaries of workers involved in the port handling sector in Cameroon has been increased. The decision was arrived today in Yaoundé by Employers Association and Labour Minister. Lekefi Football Club of Yaoundé will tomorrow attempt to qualify for the first time in the CAF Champions League final round. The news in full. Brain scientists and clinicians from across the globe who have been meeting in Yaoundé over the last 3 days have presented the Yaoundé Declaration on Brain Economy, Brain Health and Brain Capital. This was during the official opening ceremony of the first high-level scientific summit on brain economy. The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Diongute, who represented President Paul Biya at the event, said Cameroon is committed to investing in facilities to advance brain health and well-being amongst Cameroonians. Here is an excerpt of the keynote address by the Prime Minister in the event.
The green and energy transitions need healthy brains. Similarly, the digital transition and the emergence of artificial intelligence as a brain comes with expanding benefits while posing ethical concerns that must be addressed by the brain for mankind and humanity to remain relevant. This is one undeniable rationale of the difficult work scientists around the world are doing on brain research. The brain health transition is equally challenging, as we are told by the brain experts. We are told that 1 in 3 people will experience a neurological disorder, and nearly 1 in 2 will face a mental disorder at some point in their lives. Women and those in low and middle income countries are disproportionately affected, and this has a heavy toll on the economy. But on the other hand, we are also learning of the benefits of education on the brain. We are told that education profoundly benefits the brain, enhancing cognitive functions and mental health. Therefore, we need to embrace and run with the new concept of brain capital, which encompasses brain health and brain skills. Through this summit, we are not only highlighting the importance of brain health, but also positioning Africa through Cameroon as a leader in this brain health transition global movement. Our collaboration with international partners, including the African Union, the World Health Organization, and leading scientific institutions, underscores our dedication to advancing this critical agenda. Cameroon is fully committed to advancing brain health and developing the necessary infrastructure to promote this crucial domain. We are ready and open to investments that will bolster our capacity to promote brain health, from the state-of-art research facilities to specialized healthcare infrastructure and services that will subserve the bioeconomy.
The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Diongute, speaking there to the CRTV. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will tomorrow preside over the closing ceremony of the Meaningful Holidays and the Festive Football Beer Championship. As from 11 a.m. in Bangante Day Division, he will be accompanied by Celestine Kecha Cortez, Minister of Housing and Urban Development. Minister Mununa Futsu will then proceed to the city of Bafous, and where at 4 p.m. he will launch regional consultation with youths for the revision of the national youth policy initiated by the government of Cameroon. The Youth Affairs and Civic Education Boss will at 7 p.m. preside over the Ballon d'Or night. During the ceremony, he will award prizes to the winners of the Nawewe Jamboree competition organized by the local Youth Corner Association in a bid to boost living together and foster social cohesion. The Minister of Labour and Social Security, Gregoire Wona, has urged workers involved in the port handling sector in Cameroon to avail themselves of their new wage increase and other benefits to improve productivity. He was speaking during a signing ceremony of a new collective agreement between Employers Association and trade unions of the port handling sector in Yaoundé today. Ngu Henry.
It is a sealed deal between the Employers Association and trade unions of the port handling sector in Cameroon to promote decent work and social dialogue. 13 members of the trade unions penned their signatures on the collective agreement on behalf of the workers, while the representatives of the employers signed for their association. The different parties, as per the collective agreement, have committed towards increasing the possibilities of expanding social protection coverages, as the employees are now entitled to wage increases of up to 50% for some and 75% for others, plus other benefits. Mungusi Emmanuel Monfo is the president of the Port Handling Activities Trade Union in Cameroon, SINAPAP.
For the past years, the workers of the seaport have been going through a lot of difficulties because the working conditions were not so good for them. Their wages that they were earning was not so sustainable for them for now, but I want to say it's better as compared to the last constitution was stating.
The Minister of Labor and Social Security, Grégoire Owona, who supervised the signing ceremony, affirmed that the agreement clearly stipulates the working conditions of the employees of the port handling sector have been improved upon, and urged them to avail themselves of the wage increases and benefits and increase productivity.
We go back to the West region, where development actors have been called upon to efficiently implement some key projects clearly outlined in the region's development plan in order to ameliorate the living standards of the local population. The minister delegate to the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development in charge of planning, Paul Tasson, disclosed that the projects estimated over 5,000 billion has been entrusted to the West Regional Council. Kinge Angela Pa has the details.
Strategic projects in areas of renewable energy, road infrastructure, tourism, agriculture and technological innovation, amongst others, worth over 5,000 billion CFA francs, will see the transformation of the West region to an industrial hub through coordination, cooperation and the participation of all development stakeholders. Debok Gimeng, Director of Land Management Minipat, says the government has entrusted the Regional Council with the necessary competences.
The next step will be to follow up with the Regional Council to see how all those projects can be put in place, how we can find funding for those projects, and how all the partners can be involved to ensure that the region of the West can be developed.
Speaking at the handing over ceremony, the minister delegate to the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development in charge of planning, Paul Tasson, says government looks to the effective implementation of these projects to ameliorate the living conditions of the local population. This strategic development scheme, he says, will take into consideration the inclusion of minority groups, youths and aged persons, and falls in line with the head of state's Sustainable National Development Agenda 2030. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV West, Bafoussam.
Health experts in the South region are currently meeting in Kribi for their traditional coordinating meeting to review activities of the first semester of the year 2024, as well as project activities for the second semester of the year. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the two-day meeting holding under the patronage of the South Regional Governor Felix Ngele Ngele, the Regional Delegate of Public Health, Dr. Jose Jembe Sola, said the meeting is aimed at strategizing ways to ensure that the population of the South region effectively have access to health services. LCNG reports from Kribi.
Under the theme, Contributions and Challenges of Universal Health Coverage in the South Region, discussions at the South Regional Health Coordination Meeting underway in Kribi focused on what has been done, difficulties encountered, and outcome as actors in the health sector working within the South Region make effort to ensure that the universal health coverage, which aims to guarantee access to quality health care for all, is properly implemented in the South Region. Dr. Jose Anjembe Isola, South Regional Delegate of Health.
We went to discuss how to ameliorate the quality of the prestation in our field, ameliorate the plateau technique.
During the meeting, it was revealed that over 96,000 patients have already benefited from the universal health coverage in the South region, and close to 12,000 pregnant women have had antenatal follow-up and had their babies after obtaining the health voucher. Once more, Dr. Jose Anjembe Isola.
The universal coverage are well developed in the South region, but we must do more effort to have a very success.
Under the patronage of the South region's governor, Felix Ngelengele, administrative authorities at the coordination meeting reiterated that the social well-being of the population of the South depends on the health actors, and called on them to effectively put in place strategies that will benefit all. For CRTV News, Elsinji reports from Kribi.
The city of Douala has paid tribute to the fallen media icon Suzanne Kalalobe. This was in a roundtable conference organized by the Douala Council in her memory. Skola Maloke has the details.
Suzanne Kalalobe, during the roundtable conference, was described by her childhood friend in struggle and colleague, Henriette Ekwe, as a committed journalist and an intellectual in all domains. Meanwhile, the civic commitment of the journalist who died on August 1 was presented by Anise Kane, her political companion. The roundtable conference, organized by authorities of the Douala City Council, was to pay tribute to Suzanne Kalalobe, who in her way had made Douala a field of experimentation to link words to actions. This was presented by another friend of the deceased, Eric Omed Otu, editor of the Citizen magazine, in which Suzanne Kalalobe wrote. He explained that the late media icon was passionate about the city of Douala, where she was born, about the streets, and particularly the villa of his grandfather, Mandesi Bell. Suzanne Kalalobe's fight for the health and attractiveness of the city was developed by Innocent Obode, member of the Izakam communication unit, where she also worked. He urged all to keep the memory of Masu, as she was fondly called, by keeping the city of Douala clean. The lady who will be remembered with the slogan Douala Omulema, meaning Douala in my heart, begins her eternal journey this Friday, August 23. Skola Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
Out of the country, many Nigerians have reacted with outrage after a new plane was bought for President Bola Ahmed Tinubu at a time when the economy is experiencing its worst crisis. The purchase comes less than 2 weeks after thousands took to the street across the country to protest at rising hunger and cost of living. In sports, Cameroon's women's top-tier champions Lekki Fi will tomorrow in Kinshasa FC face the Democratic Republic of Congo's giants Tepe Mazembe in their third outing at the ongoing UNIFAC Women's CAF Champions League qualifiers with 4 points and a second understanding. The flag bearers of Cameroon have just one option: to win the match and qualify for this year's CAF Women's Champions League. Ben Collins, Nyeberwa.
The Lekki football girls of Yaoundé versus Tupisang Mazembe of Kinshasa DR Congo clash has been described by many as the final of the Central African Football Federation's Union UNIFAC tournament. The two occupy the first two spots on the standings with 2 points separating them. Victory for the champions of Cameroon Women's Top Tier League, Lekki football girls, who are second on the standing, is thus imperative. The double champions of Cameroon, who were promoted to the top-tier league in 2022, have played 2 matches at the UNIFAC tournament, recording a win and a draw. Coach Stefan Zana and team have just one equation to solve and pick a ticket to the next CAF Women's Champions League. It is against Tepe Mazembe, who are fighting for their third ticket to that continental tournament. After missing the last edition of the Champions League in Côte d'Ivoire, the head coach of Tepe Mazembe, Lamia Boumedi, and team are determined to return to the event and fight for glory. In their first 2 outings at the UNIFAC tournament on home soil, Tepe Mazembe, made up of players from the Democratic Republic of Congo and other African countries, scored 11 goals and recorded 2 victories. The battle might thus be tough for Lekki football girls, but make no mistake, David defeated Goliath.
Ben Collins, Nyeberwa, bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.